We're joined now by Lulu Roman. She, of course, was a staple on the great show Hee Haw, a show that lasted 26 years. And she will be in Louisiana in lovely Livingston Parish this weekend as part of the Bow Extravaganza. That's John Schneider's big show at Camp Singing Waters. And Lulu, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, and I'm sure after all these years, there are people who still see you on the street and say, I watch you every night or every week on Hee Haw.
There truly are, yes.
Well, you grew up in Dallas, Texas, and for those unfamiliar, you've had quite an odyssey in your life, a few ups, and maybe more than a few ups, but also some valleys as well.
Down.
Yeah, but you've overcome
it.
How have you stayed the course?
I stay the course by keeping in touch with God.
Well, you were a very familiar person, and I'm sure many people... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, it keeps my head and my heart right, it does.
Well, tell us what you'll be doing this weekend with John Schneider, who was with us a few days ago, who now calls Holden, Louisiana home, where John Schneider Studios is located.
Yeah. I'll more than likely be acting a fool. I'll be singing and, just kind of hanging out with John and having a good time and greeting people. And, you know, that's a great place to go to have a good time. It is.
Well, it is Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, the headliner is Kid Rock. But Lulu Roman is one who's known by many. And how did Hee Haw change your life?
Goodness sakes, totally changed it. You know, I was a hippie kid who ate LSD and ran around in water fountains. And I never, ever even thought that I would be involved in country music to any degree at all. But, you know, I believe that God has a plan for every life, and that's kind of what God had for me. And I met Buck Owens a couple of years before Hee Haw started, and we became good friends. And when they put the show together, Buck called and told me that he had suggested to them that I should come and be the funny girl. And so it ended up that they flew me to Hollywood and took me to CBS television studios and stood me up in front of a camera, and I read something, and I heard one of them say, "She's incredible." And I said, "Give me your money. Watch me get better, baby."
Tracy and, asked how it was working with Minnie Pearl.
Yeah, oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. She was such a delightful human being. She really was. And the thing about her was when she came into that studio, she was Sarah Ophelia, you know. Generally, she's been from playing tennis or having one of her girls' luncheons or something, you know. And then when she changed into that dress and that hat, she became Minnie Pearl. She did. And she didn't go back to, you know, Sarah until that hat and that dress were off.
Well, I tell you Lulu will be in our midst. Do you know when you'll be performing?
Saturday.
I think it's 11:30.
Okay, Sunday, I heard that. Saturday, 11:30. And you can find out more by going to johnschneiderstudios.com. And it is a 40th anniversary of the Dukes of Hazzard and the 59th birthday of one John Schneider. And you and John go back a little ways, don't you, Lulu?
We do. Well, known him for many years. Such a good guy.
He's a good guy, and we're glad he's part of our community. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you, Lulu Roman. Appreciate it today.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And today, by the way, is the 51st anniversary of the death, the murder, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Memphis, Tennessee, April 4, 1968. He was the pivotal figure in the second half of the 20th century in America. And for those who were not around and for those who were, you may remember that night 51 years ago when America once again was told of an awful tragedy by none other than Walter Cronkite.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, in color, This is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite and Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe San, South Vietnam.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck. Police said they found a high-powered hunting rifle about a block from the hotel, but it was not immediately identified as the murder weapon. Mayor Henry Loeb has reinstated the dusk-to-dawn curfew he imposed on the city last week when a march led by Dr. King erupted in violence. Governor Buford Ellington has called out 4,000 National Guardsmen, and police report that the murder has touched off sporadic acts of violence in a Negro section of the city. In a nationwide television address, President Johnson expressed the nation's shock.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence.
Dr. King had returned to Memphis only yesterday, determined to prove that he could lead a peaceful mass march in support of striking sanitation workers, most of whom are Negroes. Dr. King had this to say last night about the situation in Memphis.
Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest for right.
That was Martin Luther King shortly before he died, 51 years ago tonight, Memphis, Tennessee. He was only 39 years old. What a mark he made. The president, we heard, Lyndon Johnson, had looked so old at the time. He was only 59 years old when he made the announcement that King had died. And, of course, just 2 months later, 2 months to the day, June 4, 1968, Los Angeles, Bobby Kennedy wins the California Democratic primary, and at the Ambassador Hotel, he is assassinated in the pantry by Sirhan Sirhan. So what a year 1968 was, and for those who believe this current environment we're in is turbulent, it is, but not nearly as turbulent as it once was when we were torn by an unpopular war and two major assassinations of great Americans in the year of 1968. That's it for today. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.